Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. Right now, as we speak at the state capitol, the Appropriations Committee of the House is hearing testimony about the shovel-ready projects that are ready for 2015 construction season in infrastructure needs in the oil patch. And that's in Jeff Delger's committee, happening as we speak at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There will be a big vote on Common Core. How'd you like folks to vote on that? We've been talking about that much of the first hour. We've also been talking about Brian Williams, whether he ought to get a second chance, and also about the $485 million Powerball as well. And been talking to a lot of good folks from the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show that goes till 5 today here at the Bismarck Event Center. Free parking, free admission, no free pie today. Our friends from Lake of the Woods have left. But
What are we going to do to top that next year?
Free coffee mugs today. Oh, if you come see Todd Mitchell, he has a free coffee mug for
you.
So, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's the talk radio town all this hour. He'll be joining us momentarily as well. So we'll be taking your questions and comments for him. And we also get to meet some more folks that will be here till 5 o'clock today that you can stop by and meet and get some great deals from, including our friend Jim Minnie, who came all the way from Illinois to display his modular drawer systems here at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show. How are you, Jim?
I'm good.
What do you think of North Dakota?
I like it. The people are friendly, and they've welcomed us into their new expanded event center, and it's a nice place to have a show, and a lot of people are stopping by.
What exactly is a modular drawer system? Is that a fancy toolbox? Fancy name for a toolbox?
Yeah, basically they're mobile workstations that farms put in their shops. They're pretty large. They go up to 2,300 pounds, 14 feet long. They have drawers in them that open all the way and hold 400 pounds and come in many different colors, and the farms and ranchers and oil industry bought a lot of from us in this state. We've gone to a lot of shows, but this event center is one of the nicest ones we've been in.
And I understand you have a show special half off, is that right?
We get free freight, and our discounts are pretty much half off on our flyers.
Wow, incredible. So come see Jim and the crew here, and welcome them to the great state of North Dakota. Glad you came.
Thank you.
StoreLock is the product.
StoreLock is the name from Illinois.
All right. Look for the StoreLock booth here at the at the show, and take advantage of the free freight and the 50% off, and meet some folks here. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll meet with some of the other folks coming up as well. Who texted you that?
Text your free beer. we did talk about the beer garden earlier today in the Phil and Mark show.
Yeah. If you're a vendor, you get free beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be a reason to be a vendor in the show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we were looking for ideas, and we asked them. And folks can text Congressman Cramer questions as well by texting you at
701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
Put that in your favorites there, and you can text us anytime.
Anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen. Or call us at 800-228-0550. And when you do call, you have two options. If you just want to leave your comment, have your say, press 1 and have at it. Or 2 to chat with us live or on the air, or when Congressman Cramer gets here, chat with him as well. So you can do that. Cameron and Crystal, okay, he wants to talk to Congressman Cramer, so hang on a sec. We're going to go to a John in West. Where exactly are you, John? Western North Dakota?
I'm near Dickinson.
You're near Dickinson. Got it. What's on your mind today?
Just Brian Williams should go, and then on Common Core, it all depends on who sets the standards. I think parents should really get involved in their local schools and see just what their children are being taught. Because if North Dakota sets its own standards and we get another Wayne Sandsted, I'm sorry, you know, then we'll be just the same as bad off as if we were involved in Common Core nationwide. So, and I'm opposed to Common Core, so that's my comment, and thanks so much.
And today, if you were up there voting, you'd be saying yes, opt out of North Dakota and encourage your House members to do the same, I take it.
Correct.
All right, have you emailed them?
I'm going to.
Not a bad idea, because I guarantee you. You know, it's funny, if you're in either the House or Senate chamber, but for the time that they're actually voting, and even sometimes when they're voting, their laptops are up. They're watching their emails, and a lot of folks have said, you know what? It is the number one way to influence your member of the legislature. You know, I don't think members of Congress have the opportunity to, you know, when they vote, they go to the floor. There's not a desk there, right? But the legislators, their desk is on the floor. So they're, I mean, that's where they're getting their email. They're seeing that. And I was up there this morning, and you know, a number of folks, laptops up, responding to email, and they're working right there. So it is a good way to influence them, and they're easy to find their information, their contact information. They do a good job of that on the website. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
John, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And looks like Arlen and Devil's Lake, Betty and Fargo, and Cameron and Crystal are all waiting to weigh in for Congressman Kramer. I'm going to leave you right there because we expect him at any time. There is a vote today on the Keystone XL pipeline in the House, and we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. You know, there was some committee stuff as well, but we didn't anticipate there would be much in the way of a delay in chatting with Congressman Kramer today. We've been talking a lot about Brian Williams. We had some calls come in we didn't get to in the first hour. Let's roll a couple of those, including this one on whether Brian Williams should stay or go.
Good morning. I have a message on Brian Williams. I think he should not be allowed back. If that were anyone else, they would get rid of him immediately. And how can the public trust him again with reporting the news? He's so into the Democratic Party, Obama, Hillary, and all the rest of them. He just reports what sounds good for him to bring himself on top, and also for all the Democrats. Show the public people, if you lie on national TV reporting the news just to bring himself up, I have no sympathy for Brian. Get rid of him. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that call. Well, I tell you, that, you know, I love our audience because they know exactly what they feel and have been very succinct on all this. So appreciate it very much. A lot of fun calls today as well.
This one's still kind of coming in, but this is an interesting start to this.
Todd just got a text that said, if I win the Powerball, I'll purchase the Minnesota Vikings franchise, move them to the Philippines, and rename them the Manila Folders. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, yes. Talk radio town all time. Congressman Kevin Kramer joins us. You're still a Vikings fan, aren't you? You're a glutton for punishment. I know you are.
I am a Viking fan, but I do not allow my heart to belong to them because it's just too heartbreaking. So I enjoy every game. I don't ever expect them to win. If they do, I'm happy. If they don't, I still sleep well.
There you go. All right, we're going to get right to it here. I know there's a busy day in the Congress. Looking forward to finding out more about it, but we'll let the callers go first here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And Arlen in Devil's Lake is waiting to chat with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Arlen.
Bill, how are you doing on this wonderful, beautiful North Dakota day?
I'm doing great. I wish I was in North Dakota enjoying the beautiful day with you, but
this Monday is wonderful.
Yes.
Anyway, I just got a novel idea. Gary, you're quite a bit younger than I am. I'm an old fella, but you know, when we were kids, we used to have the Weekly Reader. Remember that?
I do remember that very well.
Well, here's a novel idea. You know, maybe the kids in high school should have a half hour of civics every week. And I'm not talking about liberal civics. I'm talking about honest civics. Well, obviously we wouldn't have to, Brian Williams couldn't teach that class. But, you know, I've got a daughter that's a very high achiever, like the other fellow that was talking. And, you know, I read to her every night from the time she was 6 months old until eight. She was about eight. And even when she was 10 years old, she'd say once in a while, Dad, will you come and read to me? It was a wonderful bonding experience. Now, what I'm trying to get at is, we probably got about 30% of the parents out there that don't do things like that. And how are we going to educate them to take care of their kids? This problem starts with the parents, and Common Core is not gonna alleviate that problem.
Well, Common Core is not, nor is any other, you know, top-down education curriculum system, testing, consortium. It really does come down to the parents. They're marking up a bill, in fact, today, Scott, in the Energy and Workforce Committee that will—it's be called the Student Success Act, similar to what we passed last year—that we'll send over to the Senate. That really does puts the onus back on parents, back on the states, back on school districts where it belongs. We will certainly defund any Common Core testing, their standards, take away the Department of Energy's or Department of Education's ability to coerce states into Common Core or any other sort of assessment or consortium. But the Arlen's exactly right. Gets back to parents. We have, as you know, Scott, a 7-year-old son, Abel, who we adopted a few years ago, and what we read to him and what he likes to read to us, I should say, as part of his daily reading, are Rush Limbaugh's books. The one Rush Revere is his favorite, and where he learns about the history and the birth of this country, the way that it actually happened, as opposed to some changed version of history.
Kevin, can I make one comment?
Please.
Real quick, Arlen, we're up against the block here.
Well, the thing is even though we have high achievers in high school and college, I sit down and I talk to these kids, and even they're 20, 21 years old, and, the weekly reader thing, it's not really a joke. They're in college, and when they don't know who the Vice President of the United States is.
Not good. Arlen, appreciate the call. More with Congressman
Kramer. They should listen to this show once a week.
Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live and direct from the Bismarck Event Center for the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show today. Goes till 5 today. Free admission, free parking. Come on by and see us. If you're really nice to Todd, he'll give you a free mug.
Yes, Cape Fire Cafe.
You don't
mug.
Even have to be nice to me, just to ask.
Yeah. Could I have a mug? We did do free pie yesterday from Lake of the Woods Pie Company. It's moving to Devil's Lake, moving co-locating up with the Flatlanders sandwiches there, the old Pugsley sandwiches, and we had a lot of freebies here yesterday. They were great. Mm-hmm. So our thanks to Malcolm and Teresa Oatman and the entire crew there. That was nice. Nice little touch. I hope you had a chance to take that in, but there's lots of show left. And if I were you, I'd come find the folks from Wilbur Ellis. Nick is here from Wilbur Ellis. How are you, Nick?
Very good. You?
What's Wilbur Ellis?
Wilbur Ellis is an agricultural distributor. We're based out of Minot and Grand Forks. We've been in North Dakota since the late 70s. What we do is we work with ag dealers across the state, make sure they have quality products, seed, fertilizer, chemical, to help their growers ensure that they have the most productive growing season they can.
What's the number one hot topic here at the show?
You know, we're kind of... We get a lot of questions on seed still. I think a lot of guys are trying to decide.
It's the season, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's getting close.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Nick, and folks can stop by and see you and the crew at Wilbur Ellis and have those conversations right here till 5 o'clock today.
Yes, they can.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues on the program, and let's see who's next. Fargo, Betty for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Mr. Cramer?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Say, 2 weeks ago, I asked if there was a public law to protect us from geoengineering spraying. Could this also be a crime against humanity?
Well, it's first of all, there's the laws that govern it are related to, obviously, I think what you're talking about anyway, is cloud seeding, and there are environmental protections that are built into it. And I don't know if we got the chance to go through all the details after the call. I think we looked it up and we're prepared for it for the next week. But there are federal laws that govern it, that regulate it, but there's certainly no crime against it. Obviously, there's a pretty robust industry that does it. In fact, right in Fargo, there's a pretty major company that does it quite well. And they do it all over the world, by the way. They don't just do it in the Northern Hemisphere. They do it especially in the Southern Hemisphere.
Hmm. Well, I know there's Rosalind Peterson. She's a co-founder of the ADC, and she has a website of the California Skywatch website, and she spearheads groups that monitors uncontrolled experimental weather modification programs. And she has a lot of information on her website.
Sure. Well, we'll take a look at the website, but there are laws that regulate it. There are agencies that regulate it and watch it, and there are standards that the good actors have to follow as well as the bad, and I suspect they follow it pretty carefully because it's a quite highly regulated industry. But like I said, there's a very major company right in Fargo that does that sort of business for, I know they do a lot of it in South America as well as North America. Thanks for the tips.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Betty. Appreciate it. Cameron, Crystal, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'm heading
your way,
Cameron.
I'm heading your way. I'm going to be in Cavalier next week for a town hall. So for Congressman Cramer, so I hope you come by and have a cup.
I will. My question today is on net neutrality, or not question, actually, maybe a statement.
Sure.
Presently, we have Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, and Time Warner that controls 96% of all internet traffic. They are the major ISPs. There is talk of Comcast buying Time Warner's ISPs, so we'd be down to three.
Mm-hmm.
Net neutrality, and I don't know what the FCC is going to propose. That hasn't come out. I think there's been a lot of disinformation.
That's because they're hiding. They don't want it to come out until they vote on it.
There's a timeline. I do my investigation, Congressman.
They're not going to release it until they vote on it. Then they'll release it.
That is correct, and that is a normal procedure.
Yeah.
Even one of the representatives was asked to release earlier, and he said that is not the normal procedure. I'd have to ask the chairman for permission for that because we only release after we vote.
Mm-hmm.
Irregardless, we get down to three major ISPs controlling internet traffic. Not knowing for sure what the FCC is going to do, I think the noise in Congress at this point in time is clouding the issue with unsubstantiated claims.
Well, what noise are you referring to?
Well, I'm referring to what the potential FCC is. They don't want to regulate it at all. And I'm an old guy, which you know, and I think back to the days when telephones were regulated and we were paying through the nose, when airlines were regulated and we were paying through the nose.
That's right.
But the reason was because there was only, in the case of telephones, there was one major company.
That's
so they could do whatever the hell they wanted.
That's right.
The idea of the FCC, from what I can ascertain at this point in time, is to keep competition so that the American public doesn't get raped with monolithic companies. And I guess what my question is, have your staff seriously investigated this to the point of actually being knowledgeable enough to help you make an informed decision if this ever does come to a vote in the U.S. House? Because I think it is something that will affect the country for years to come.
Well, I would refer you to is my questioning of a panel of witnesses in front of the Energy and Commerce Communications and Technology Committee on the topic of network neutrality, which is what the FCC calls the power grab. And what they want to do is they want to put the internet service provider, put internet traffic underneath Title II of the Telecommunications Act, which was designed for the Ma Bell monopoly that you speak of a long time ago. And you named some cable companies that are major ISPs, but you didn't even mention Verizon, AT&T, the local telephone cooperative in Crystal or Cavalier. There is no end to the build-out of internet service providers and the competition. And the last thing we'd want to do is put this very dynamic industry under the jurisdiction of the FCC under Title II, which, Cam, the problem with Title II is that it's designed for Ma Bell. It includes everything from it gives them power to even determine what the rate of return an internet company can receive. Now, I support fundamental principles like blocking, prohibition on blocking, you know, lawful and non-harmful content, throttling of other types of content, discrimination based on price and whatnot. But remember, if we were to limit the rate of return on these ISPs, we would limit their ability to reinvest in the robust infrastructure it takes, whether it's fiber optics, cable, satellite, for that matter. We didn't even talk about satellite providers. It's just a very robust and a very competitive industry, and the best way to stop innovation is, of course, to regulate it. So I'm a strong opponent of the FCC's power grab. I support the principles that we'll put in legislation. But worse than that is the FCC, including Chairman Wheeler, changed its position from 9 months ago till now, because in the middle of that, in November, the president said, I want this to come under Title I, and all of a sudden the chairman of the FCC, who was appointed by the president to an independent agency, I might add, changed his mind and now is going for the power grab. And while we're dealing with legislation that deals with some of these acts, or the potential acts, the FCC has decided to try and trump Congress. Imagine that. Get ahead of Congress as well. And the idea of not releasing their positions or their rule until they've voted on it. Can you imagine, Scott? There'd be no point in me coming on the TV or doing Coffee with Kramer if we were just going to pass.
We'll tell you how we voted and why we voted the way we voted after we voted.
Yeah,
don't want you pesky people having any influence. More coming up with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost Day Art gift. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay, return the love. Go to guns80.com, order your Ghost AR 15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to guns80.com, that's 844-248-6780. Order now, guns80.com, that's guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Back at the Bismarck Event Center, day two of the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show, Dakota Community Bank and Trust welcoming everyone to Missouri Valley Petroleum Day today till 5 o'clock. Come see us, free admission, free parking, and a whole lot of fun and great bargains. More of our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer in just a moment. Some texts rolling in, some emails rolling in, some calls waiting. Todd Bismarck's next. And then John on the road and Stuart and Dickinson, too, all have questions. First, I want to meet one of the vendors that is here. Clint from Lee Unlimited Power Bench is with us. And this is one of those products you've maybe heard about, but you really need to see to understand just how incredible it is. I guess portable saw stand, best way to describe it, Clint?
Yeah, it's a saw stand, but it's also a total work system. We use them for welding benches. You know, just we use ours probably 70% of the time without even a saw and just for a portable table.
Just to have that table anywhere you need it. And the portable's the key here, right?
That, and then they're built open, so like your work benches are always full. We know our tools are there, but we end up doing our work on a power bench because you set it up in less than a minute.
Set it up in less than a minute.
Yep, the basic one's up in less than a minute.
And these aren't small.
No, these are heavy duty. They're built for handling 2 7/8 oil field pipe that the guys use for building their crawl panels.
And this is your invention?
Yes, it is. We build them down in South Dakota.
How many of these have you cranked out?
We've got over 4,800 out in the world today.
So. That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
And a show special today.
Yeah, we're running great specials. We're about 150 off our internet price here at the show.
All right. So, folks, you got to see this thing to believe it. Really easy to store and move. The Lee Unlimited Power Bench is here at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Event Center. So come find Clint and the team there and save big. On that portable workbench, really.
Yep.
It's more than a saw stand. We can't just call it a saw stand.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Clint. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Back to the calls here with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I bet rather than voting on Keystone XL Pipeline and putting up with a lot of craziness, you wish you were here walking the floor of the Bismarck Event Center and all these fun products.
I would enjoy that a lot, but this is a high calling as well. In fact, it is a big day. I'm going to be carrying the Keystone bill, the John Hovind's Senate one, on the floor today with the amendments, and I'm sure we'll pass it out, hopefully with more votes than even last time. And then Senator Hovind and I, along with Senator Murkowski and our House leadership, are going to have a little post-vote rally with both bipartisan, bicameral rally. Here in the United States Capitol to talk about the Keystone and hopefully try to convince the president not to veto it. He's been issuing veto threats left and right. Today last night he issued veto threats against, if you can imagine this, our charitable IRA rollover tax deduction. We have four hunger and charity deduction bills that we put into one bill that we want to pass. We'll pass it tomorrow, frankly. He's already threatened to veto it. Can you imagine? He's going to veto deductions for charity. Unbelievable. And 179 expensing, I might add, on Friday. He's threatened to veto that as well. And that's something that many of your callers have called us about. So we've got a rogue in the White House that doesn't want to do anything, even bipartisan, bicameral.
Well, it seems to me on the Keystone XL pipeline, maybe it's just a good example of what to expect over the next 2 years, because you've got a constituency of his that supports it, the unions and
right.
You know, some energy state Democrats as well who want that bill. Yet I think he's decided that he needs to please a very narrow extremist base. And so I guess they love it when he does the vetoes, right? So I guess
I guess they do. But my goodness, there's so much at stake. When he says climate change is a bigger threat than terrorism, you know, and then he wants to veto a bill that would actually lower CO2 emissions by moving oil sands through a pipeline rather than trains and trucks and barges to China for, you know, refining with almost zero in environmental protections. It's just absolutely upside down. He says he's for the middle class, and yet, you know, 42,000 jobs that would be supported by the construction of the Keystone Pipeline go away. He says he supports labor, and yet both AFL-CIO and several other unions support it. He opposes it. He loses every moral and intellectual argument on the Keystone Pipeline, and yet he's threatening to veto it. But how does he threaten in advance of a vote, you know, a veto of allowing charitable contributions to be deducted, unless he loves the government so much he hates to see charity taking care of people, because the government is really the better source of charity.
Do you see any scenario in which he doesn't veto your Keystone XL bill?
You know, I'm such an eternal optimist, Scott. I always leave the door open for that possibility. It's my hope that today we get, you know, again, enough votes on it, and then that some of the, I think really the organized labor is the key to getting him to reconsider. My comments, and I'll be on the floor a lot today commenting both on the rule and on the final passage, is really most of my comments are going to be aimed at him and at people that hopefully can have more influence on him. And it's really going to be about middle class jobs and national security, energy security, even terrorism to some extent, Scott. I mean, if he believes anything, why not use the peaceful tools of energy development and our relationship with Canada and exchange with Canada and trade and less dependence on Venezuelan and Middle Eastern oil? Those all have national security risks attached to them. So I don't know how we can make the case any better than it's been made, but we're going to try it one more time today and send it over there. We probably won't send it right away. It takes a while to process all of that, but get it over to him, and hopefully we can compel him.
All right, Todd Mismark for Congressman Kramer. Thanks for waiting. You're next.
Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Congressman. My goodness, after that, your last statement, I think I've almost lost consciousness and forgot the question I was going to ask you, for goodness sakes. It's just amazing, which brings me to my question for you. The gentleman who was talking about the Weekly Reader, you know, who the college seniors and didn't know who the vice president was. Do you think it's because the younger generation, the Gen X's or whatever we want to call them, are so disenfranchised that they don't think their vote will matter?
Yeah, I think there's some of that, Todd, and the new generation is called millennials.
I've
heard a lot of people talk about the various generations and the, you know, the characteristics of them. I think there is some of that, and by the way, I've seen polling that would actually support that notion, that they do feel somewhat disenfranchised, like their vote really doesn't matter. And part of an important civics lesson, in my view, Todd, would be to reinstate the confidence that every vote does matter, and it really does matter. You know, very few people win, quote, by one vote, but the activity of voting, the expression of freedom in that sense, and of expression, and the convincing your friends and neighbors, being active politically, frankly. And I'd say this to my liberal friends as well as my conservative friends, you know, America is stronger when there's greater participation, and that creates accountability, you know, accessibility, of course, of transparency. So I do think some of it is probably that, and that should be an important part of a civics lesson, is that, hey, democracy only works when the free people exercise their freedom at the polls.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. Because now, just from what you stated in that, in your short statement, if there was a reason to get involved in politics, it's right about now. So keep up the good work, and make sure you drink the warm tea and lemon to keep your voice going. I appreciate the hard work.
Thanks for that, Todd. My wife tells me that a lot. She's very wise, like you are.
Appreciate the call, Todd. Thanks, John. Traveling and listening to What's on Your Mind. Thanks for calling the Talk Radio Town Hall of Congressman Kramer today. John, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hi, thanks, Congressman. I have a question in regards to Obama's recent letter sent to Congress asking for a wide swath of military authority to go after ISIS or ISIL, as he says. My question is red flags go up all over the place because, like the FCC, like Keystone, like all the other decisions he's made against Israel, like all the other things, I don't trust that he's going to do the right things now with a wider swath of authority with the military. Do you support, what do you think about not supporting and or maybe limiting him to a certain this is thus far no more in regards to authority, not a wide swath of military authority like he's asking for?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, John, and we've been discussing a lot already this morning since the requests came in. And ironically, he's not asking for as wide a swath as you might think. He's actually asking for very limited swath, which has as much concern to me as if he is asking for wide swath. And that is that is what we haven't, what we have not seen, and until we do see it, I certainly will not support authorization to use military force against the Islamic State. And what I'm talking about is a very clear strategy, a comprehensive strategy that leads to victory. But when the guy won't even acknowledge the enemy, it's very hard to believe that we ought to give him authorization to use military force against an enemy he doesn't acknowledge. That's a really big problem for me. So what I think we'll be looking for is, and by the way, there'll be a lot of hearings on this. This is not the kind of thing where he sends a letter and we all sign it and send it back to him. There will be hearings in the Armed Services Committee, probably, certainly in the Foreign Affairs Committee, without question. There'll be a lot of both public hearings as well as private briefings that will be classified. And I can tell you that it will be a very rough scrutiny of the authorization to use military force before it would even get a vote in the House, much less a favorable vote. Now, if he can come up with a comprehensive strategy, and by the way, when you talk about the wide swath, I think this is an important thing to remember. You know, this is a guy that doesn't listen to generals. This is a guy that doesn't listen to the people on the front lines of the battlefield. If you're gonna give anybody some authority, you ought to be giving the soldiers and the leaders, the military leaders some authority to win the fight. But we have to start with at least an acknowledgement that who the enemy is, and that's something he's not been willing to do. So we're a long ways from giving him that authority that he's seeking, John.
Thanks for asking, John. We had some texts and calls on that question as well, so appreciate it. Whitney in the northern North Dakota for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi. Really just want to – I'm asking you about the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that you are not opposed to. That is something.
No, I support it, right.
You support the Keystone Pipeline.
I do.
So I guess I'm wondering if you realize that as it will decrease our carbon emissions, which will be a great thing, and I wish there was more things that we could do to do that.
Sure.
But are you aware that it will go straight over top of one of our nation's largest water aquifers that feeds a lot of our farmers in the Midwest? And if there was an oil spill at all, then so much of our economy that is driven from our farmers and from our beef industry would go to hell.
No, I'm aware of the Ogallala Aquifer, although you might recall, Whitney, that there was an adjustment made to the route through Nebraska at the request of the people of Nebraska and the governor of Nebraska that avoids the Ogallala Aquifer and goes more to the north of it and then more around it. Now, I advocated strongly a very different route for TransCanada. Even
hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer. We'll continue on our final segment coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What's on your mind from the Agri International Show?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I guess so, but they'll be here till 5 today, so hope you check it out at the Bismarck Event Center, and you might want to stop on by and say hi to Gary from Farm Rescue. They do some great work. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great.
Nice to see you. For folks that don't know about Farm Rescue, tell us about what you do.
We help farmers that have had, whether it be a tornado, a windstorm, surgery, cancer, whatever it may be, or broken arm, broken neck, whatever. We come in and we help farmers plant their crop. We started something new last year, and that was baling hay for them, and then we also harvest. There are most anything that you grow, we harvest. And so it's people that have a crisis on the family farm that we help.
And for folks that are at the show today, they can stop by and see, and there's actually applications here if they know of someone that
that is a need, they can get an application right here, right?
Yes, they can. They can get an application here. I have some here, and they can also go online and go on farmrescue.org, and they can get applications. And I also have applications for volunteers, because we are always looking for volunteers to help us.
Well, bet you are. Makes sense. Gary, good to see you.
Thank you.
You bet. Yep. Thanks for the good work Farm Rescue does. It's a neat partnership, and I know a lot of great organizations come together to make it happen. So.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our sponsors.
Yeah.
People like you that allow us to come in here and have a booth to show the people what we're doing. And then RDO is a big sponsor. They furnish all the equipment, and then we have different organizations that furnish the money that keeps this organization going. Bremer Bank is a big one. Walmart is another big one. So we encourage you people to support them because they support us.
Sounds good. Good to see you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall today on a big day in Congress. His Keystone XL pipeline bill, after all the work, 6 years. And I know, just to finish up on Whitney's point, those environmental questions have been addressed ad nauseum. I mean, right? I mean, we're well beyond that point. Is there another project that's gotten to the level of scrutiny at every level that this one has to this date, Kevin?
As well as the State Department have concluded there'll be minimal adverse impacts. And so much of it has to do not just with the route of the pipeline, but the construction of the pipe, the tools in place, the valves, the alarm systems. This is the latest, greatest, most comprehensive and most sophisticated high-tech pipeline in the history of the world, certainly the most studied one. And that's not to say accidents won't happen, but there are all the safeguards in place for if they do or when they do to minimize it. And frankly, it is the safest, most efficient, and frankly, the most environmentally sound way to move crude oil to market. And the more we can have coming from the North American continent, the less we need to import from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and other places that are not as nice as we are in the United States and Canada.
All right, we got a call earlier with a question about the Constitution, I guess. So go ahead and roll that. Frank from Bismarck has this question for you. Chris, have we got that teed up, ready to go for Congressman Cramer?
Yeah, hi. My name's Frank Bismarck. I'd like to leave a question for Representative Cramer. I was reading stuff about the Constitution one day, and in Section 9, Limits on Congress, there's like a plain sentence that no tax or duty shall be laid on articles exported from any state. And just kind of wondering what that means. Okay, thanks, bye.
So, Frank, I, to be honest, I was having a very hard time hearing that that call. But I think his question was about the constitutionality of a tariff or taxes on things that go out of the United States. Was that that are exported?
I'm with you. I was straining to hear it, and it's loud here.
Yeah, I think
so.
if it's Article 9 that he was talking about, and a tariff on exports. Of course, we don't put the tariff on the export. Other companies may put tariffs on imports into their country. So that would be my only. But I was struggling a little bit to hear Frank's question. Maybe we can, get a better version of it next week. But
let's go to Doug in Newtown. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Doug. Morning, Congressman. Hey, that question was actually state to state, interstate.
Oh,
glad you heard it, Doug.
Oh, there you go. That's what you're talking about. Yep. Okay, now I understand. Yep.
Okay, I was just wondering what I've been seeing, how my analysis squares perhaps with yours. We've got the situation, and this is fairly specific. We have the situation over in Egypt where our present administration evidently supported the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
General Sisi, who is the current president of Egypt, has just they're pretty angry at us over that. Us, as I say, the Obama administration. President Putin recently has made some strong overtures over there. We're getting ourselves into a big mess, and I'm just really curious on just how sophisticated and how developed the argument is amongst your peers that we are in a serious situation where we need to get a grip on our foreign policy.
Yeah.
And
I think you're speaking for a lot of people who just see things running off the rails.
Doug, you are making a very important
point. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
30 seconds,
I'm going to listen off air.
Sure. No, thanks, Doug. You point to a very specific situation in the Middle East with regard to Egypt. And, of course, our support traditionally of the military, and then kind of got messed up there when the Brotherhood took over, and then now is Sisi. And then you've got our issues with, of course, ISIL. You know, supporting, we support the enemy of our enemies sometimes as a part of the program, not to mention the use of foreign aid and the shipping of especially in the case of Egypt, aircraft and other military equipment. We need to do a total reevaluation, Doug. You're absolutely right. And that's kind of what's happening now in the Congress, especially given this president's really obviously somewhere between incompetence to, you almost wonder what he's thinking in the Middle East, and, you know, the lack of acknowledgement of enemies, much less who our friends are. I will tell you this, that getting the Jordanians as involved as they've gotten as a result of the Islamic State's burning of one of their pilots is a development that, frankly, is encouraging in my view, and we need to see a lot more of the, you know, the separation between friends and enemies in the Middle East.
Appreciate the call very much,
yeah.
And we are plumb out of time. We'll have to do it for next week. Congressman Kevin Kramer, thanks a bunch.
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.